Wrapping up primaries in seven states, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Yesterday's primaries focused largely on setting House races for November after redistricting scrambled political boundaries, one of them in Montana.
In a newly configured Montana district, Congressman Matt Rosendale easily won his GOP primary and will face Democrat Penny Ronning this fall. In New Jersey, Christopher Smith won his fourth district primary. Up next, a November matchup with Democrat Matthew Jenkins. In Mississippi, the January 6th committee chair, Democrat Benny Thompson, won, but a GOP incumbent, Stephen Palazzo, in the 4th district, is headed to a runoff in about 3 weeks. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A runoff is also set in the L.A. mayor's race between Democrats Rick Caruso and Karen Bass. And a recall ballot was on the slate in San Francisco. Voters decided to recall the city's progressive Democratic district attorney, Chesa Boudin, in a nationally watched test of frustrations over rising crime. A native of Uvalde, Texas, and Hollywood star Matthew McConaughey met with President Biden and others on Capitol Hill yesterday to plead for an end to gun violence.
Matthew McConaughey calling for responsible gun ownership during the White House press briefing.
We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them.
Saying changes wouldn't infringe on Second Amendment rights and shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The White House says President Biden is encouraged by bipartisan efforts to do something about gun violence. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Frontline COVID workers in Minnesota can now apply for hero paychecks.
Almost 667,000 healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store workers, and many more who worked the front lines between March of 2020 to June of last year could soon see $750 checks under a Minnesota law that approved so-called hero paychecks for those who remained on important jobs during the pandemic and for which applications are now open through July 22nd, with some restrictions, including an income cap of $85,000 for individual filers who didn't work directly with COVID patients. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York police say a man suspected of randomly throwing a woman onto the subway tracks in the Bronx Sunday is behind bars. Yesterday, an eagle-eyed MTA worker recognized the suspect, Theodore Ellis, from a wanted poster and flagged down cops. An American woman pleads guilty to conspiring to provide material support to ISIS.
The case against Allison Fluke Ekron went beyond providing money and supplies to ISIS. Federal prosecutors say what she did was much worse, leading an all-female battalion of terrorists in Syria. Starting in 2016, prosecutors say Fluke Ekron commanded a group of ISIS women trained to use AK-47s, grenades, and suicide belts. According to a detention memo, the 42-year-old who used to live in Kansas also trained children to use assault rifles. Prosecutors also said Fluke Ekron considered attacking a U.S. college campus and a shopping mall. She even attempted to fake her own death to prevent American authorities from locating her. Fluke Ekron faces up to 20 years in prison when she's sentenced in October. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And it looks as if there will be a sequel to the 2019 blockbuster film Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix. Director Todd Phillips appeared to confirm the sequel yesterday in posts to Instagram. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.